Free Talk Live. It is your show, and we're kicking off hour number three of the Saturday edition, New Year's weekend edition of the show. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features you'll find there, because they're totally free. That's freetalklive.com. Our number, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line. I asked last hour, the last segment of the last hour, how you felt about this whole Saddam situation. He's dead now, and I wonder if you feel like Saddam's death was worth it. Worth the thousands of American boys and girls who've been killed in so-called service to their country. Worth it in terms of the hundreds of thousands of Iraqis that have also perished. What do you think? 800-259-9231 as we go to the phones. Let's talk to Dave in Washington, listening on KUSA. Hello, Dave. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. First of all, I want to wish you a Happy New Year.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to let you know that the way I feel about Saddam is, you know, I see Bush as pretty much as guilty as he is. I mean, he's supposed to be stopping the violence and war, and he's got men over there fighting, continuing the war.
Who is supposed to be stopping violence and war? Bush?
Bush. He's got our troops out there dying, so he's pretty much killing our own people.
Yeah, that is what he's doing. And it's no problem for him because he's not the one taking the bullets.
Oh, no. No. You know, as for Saddam, I understand that he's done bad things and all, but I think, you know, Bush had a kind of a personal conflict with him, and I don't really see him going after bin Laden.
No, I don't see him going after bin Laden either. And to me, it's really sad that, you know, for whatever reason, we've stopped going after him. And it appears to me like they've just entirely stopped doing it.
He came out and said to the press that they were no longer after, oh, he's no big deal. I'm not after that bin Laden anymore.
Yeah, I think we should, I think that I'm fine with wars. I think we should just redesign them. Here's how
I'm fine with them.
Here's how we should redesign wars. If politicians want to have wars from here on out, I think we should have to, they should have to go, you know, we'll use a football stadium, put them in there with knives, and make them fight each other to the death, and televise it.
Now, yeah, I'd pay for that. Pay-per-view.
Just a few people die, and, you know, they weren't any good anyway. They were just politicians.
Right.
And
right.
Look at all the ratings, how much revenue is going to be generated by those commercials.
Right.
You know, the politicians would probably have fewer wars if they thought perhaps they would die instead of somebody else's kid.
Right.
Sure.
And scared.
I think that this is the way we should do it from here on out. I think that's why we should elect these people, to actually do some service for us.
How about a death
match? Fight our wars for us.
How about like a duel to the death? I mean, he's talking a lot of trash about Kim Jong-il. Let's call up Kim, and let's invite him to a like a ring. You know?
You think you're so duff, Kim, with your silly little pompadour? I dare you. I just dog dare you to get in the ring with our boy George Bush with a couple of machetes, and you two can go at it.
How about a cage match?
There
yeah.
Only one man can come out alive.
I agree.
Dave, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from
you.
800-259-9231. And, you know, that would satisfy the bloodlust that so many Americans have. I mean, they love getting all riled up to go and fight a war and kill some foreigners. Well, in this case, you'd still get some blood. You'd still get some death. It would just be a politician that bought the farm. I think it's a brilliant idea, Mark, and I'm on board
completely.
I think
that's where we should go with it from here on out.
Let's talk to
Ed. I mean, now, there's a good use for the UN. I mean, what a crappy organization in general, but now.
UN death match.
That's right, baby.
Let's go to Ed in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hey, Ed, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, firstly, I am just so ashamed at the actions of our government that, you know, in the pursuit of empire, we're destroying other people's lives. You know, Saddam Hussein, I am no fan of. I'm sure he was a terrible tyrant.
Yeah, if anybody deserved the death penalty, you know, I mean, I feel like Saddam Hussein's at least on the top 100 list.
Oh, certainly. And, you know, from everything that I've read, I guess my conspiracy theory, if you will, would be that, you know, if we go back to the 80s when Saddam was our boy doing our bidding against Iran, you know, with the famous picture with Rumsfeld shaking his hand, et cetera, that, you know, he was probably a canary that was ready to sing about a lot of pretty bad things our government has been involved in. And I think that Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and all the rest of the cabal are probably pretty happy that he's silenced now.
Good point.
And, you know,
absolutely.
I just wonder, you know, why they had to go through this, you know, Soviet kind of show trial of, you know, and so forth. And, my gosh, weren't there other things that he was guilty of that he could have been brought up on trial about as well? I guess what I'm saying is I think they wanted him silenced and out of the way so that way he wouldn't sing about...
You know, I find it very strange. For whatever reason, the press is allowed to come in and interview all kinds of convicted killers here in the United States. The United States was holding Saddam Hussein until the last moment when we turned him over to Shiites. And how come we didn't allow press in there to interview Saddam in his jail cells and ask him all
Maybe
kinds
it's because of what Ed was suggesting?
Yeah, I believe that that's really it. That Saddam Hussein really does know where a lot of bodies are buried.
Ed, any other thoughts?
Unfortunately, our government is complicit in all this. And you know, I'll be honest with you. You know, I really do feel like we are out of control. Our government is completely out of control and has been for a long time. I don't know if you have you guys ever read The Sorrows of Empire by Chalmers Johnson?
No,
our
not.
Military is in over 140 countries around the world.
Yep.
I thought it was over 130, but okay.
Counting.
Okay, all right, well, give or take.
Yeah, but, give or take.
but the bottom line is that, you know, we have such a military empire throughout this world. You know, I always ask people, and they think I'm nuts, but, you know, how would you feel if the Red Chinese had a military base, you know, in your neighborhood?
I think it's an excellent question, and I think it's totally fair.
Question. I think it's enmeshed in that whole, but we're Americans.
Yeah, we're the
You good know,
guys.
And somehow we're better than the rest of the people
right,
that
because,
draw breath
because
and their hearts
born
beat,
somewhere.
You know, or something like that. I don't understand why it is, but, you know, our flag is better. Our, you know, Pledge of Allegiance is better. As a matter of fact, we're the only country with a Pledge of Allegiance, really, that uses it.
Socialist, right?
Francis Bellamy in the late 1800s, rabid socialist and Nazi, actually.
One could argue fascist at the same time. You know, it's because we're Americans, we're allowed to do this. It's our birthright. God has ordained us to kill the savages that do not come under our heel.
And, you know, the thing that bothers me completely, and it bothers you two guys as well, I'm sure, that... We have no moral right to inflict ourselves upon anyone.
We do not.
And you know, the fact that we do, it just makes me... Well, let me put it this way. I think today, and I think that true patriots withhold taxes in any way they can.
I agree completely.
I concur. The moral right to go in and free people and that kind of thing is... Sure, some people wanted to be freed under Saddam, and some people in the country wanted him to stay. The whole idea that that our country's leadership represents us, and then therefore their country's leadership represents them.
Absurd.
It's absurd. And, you know...
Most of America is not represented by its government.
And because most of America didn't vote for George Bush. Now, I'm not saying the people that did vote, there wasn't a majority, but the vast majority of Americans didn't vote. And, you know, the aid that we send to other governments from this government, you know, they forcefully extract our taxes from us, and then they send it to other countries. Well, they don't send it to the country. They give it to those
the
leaders.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I always look into the Constitution for that, you know, clause that gives the government the right to steal my money and give it to a foreign government.
It doesn't matter. I mean, even if that was in there, it would still just be something that some men wrote down on a piece of paper, and men don't have the right to steal things from other men.
Whether it's done by government or individuals, I agree.
Exactly. And, Ed, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. At 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. I like that Ed touched on the moral claim, you know, we're the United States, and we have a moral authority to go around the world and enforce our way upon everyone else. Well, there's actually two moral violations going on here. There's the moral violation of going and enforcing our way upon another country and its people, but there's also the moral violation of enforcing our way on our own people, in that there's a significant chunk of Americans that didn't want to go to Iraq, that didn't want to pay to fight the war in Iraq, but we're all forced to, by the point of a gun, participate in funding this insanity. And that's the other moral qualm that I have with this. I don't want to pay for the violence, but I'm forced to. It's being done in my name, whether I like it or not. And that's why I agree with Ed that the most patriotic of individuals in the United States are those who withhold taxes, those who don't pay into the system. Not to mention pretty courageous people, too. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Coming up, there's a lesson in Saddam's death for Americans. I'll tell you what it is.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 29, 2006. Gold, $633.70. Ounce gold coins are at $654.33, $329.82 for half, and $164.91 for quarter ounce. That's $654.33, $329.82, and $164.91. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s. The German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses 1/5 of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over 1/2 to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barishev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost 1/2 of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
This holiday season, clear the confusion around end-of-year car incentives and give yourself the best negotiating advantage with an interactive new car price report from ConsumerReports.org. Car manufacturers are savvy marketers, and they know that gimmicky holiday promotions will turn your head. But will those intriguing incentives really add up to a good deal for you? Consumer Reports' new car price report will cut through the complexities of holiday incentives because we evaluate issues like depreciation, maintenance, and fuel economy after the incentive has been accounted for. And then we show you where to start negotiating with the Consumer Reports bottom line price. Most car buyers walk onto the lot and start negotiating down from the price they see on the window sticker. Our interactive new car price report will give you the price that the dealer paid, excluding incentives, dealer holdbacks, and rebates, so that you can negotiate up from the price he paid. Consumer Reports does not accept advertising, so our ratings and recommendations are honest and unbiased. ConsumerReports.org. Expert, independent, nonprofit.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features you'll find there because they're totally free. And that does include live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version for your listening convenience for free at freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. You have less than 24 hours to be one of the final signers of the First 1,000 Pledge. And the pledge has, at this point, reached 1,000 names. It's good news. But that doesn't mean that we should stop. I'd like to see it reach 1,100 by tomorrow night. It could happen.
It sure could happen.
So
people are still signing up.
We still want you to be on board. Head over to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. I want to talk about Saddam Hussein and the lesson hidden amongst all of this controversy for all Americans. But first, we go to the phones and to Nick in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Nick in New Hampshire, hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was actually calling in because I wasn't sure if you heard that First 1000 hit it, but you did.
It does.
I guess
it did
all know
indeed.
That now. I'm glad to hear that. I did want to talk about Saddam a little bit. I don't think that by hanging him was worth it or justifies the war. I've never supported the war, and I don't think this justifies it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I am glad he's dead.
Yeah. You know, I'm sort of of the same opinion. I don't feel glad. I guess I have very little feeling that Saddam Hussein's dead. I mean, there's a murdering dictator who's been killed. Good. You know, it's kind of how I feel.
So, as Ed pointed out in the last segment, what information died with him?
That's true. I don't know if he really would have revealed that information had we not killed him.
Eh, true. Nonetheless, any other thoughts for us?
No, I'm just glad whenever a tyrant hangs, basically. So
I wish more tyrants would hang.
I know some people are of the opinion that nobody should be executed, but in this particular case, I would say more power to them.
You'll make an exception, and I understand completely, and I would like to see more tyrants hang, like the tyrants in Washington, D.C. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, Nick. 800-259-9231. You know, about 435 or so of them, maybe 433 of them should hang, I think.
That'd be nice. Here in the United States?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
That'd be great.
That's just the legislators.
That'd make me feel all warm and cozy. Let's continue with the calls to Terry in West Virginia, listening on Super Talk. Hello, Terry. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, fellas. It's been a long time.
Hey.
I am calling to comment because I'm kind of on two sides of this, where I have to agree with you guys that you can't basically start a war with the whole world. But on the flip side is that, you know, with a lot of Muslim ideology, they have a religion that basically says, you know, you either convert or we, you know, kill the infidels. You really can't live happy with people that have that type of ideology.
Okay, I've heard those allegations
before. It's
going to
be one huge war. And do you knock them down before they have power? Or do you
Sorry.
Let them...
I've heard those allegations before, but if what you're saying is really true, Terry, if what you're saying is really true, then why is it that the Muslims here in America aren't out conquering other people?
Oh, I don't think, I think it's completely, it's kind of like our religion, well, or Christianity, some people's religion, where they just pick and choose what they want, and I'm sure Muslims do the same
sort
of thing.
So then what's
the
issue?
Radical Muslims are preaching that, and they're growing and growing and growing, so... With that type of ideology, do you want to stop at what, small, or do you wait until it gets absolutely out of control and, you know, can't stop it?
I'd like to rebut that from a different point of view, Terry. The radical, I believe, this is a belief of mine, and you know, you can believe otherwise if you wish, but I believe that the radical Muslims philosophy is taking hold because people see that some of what they're saying is true. Like, the Westerners are trying to take over our land. And, you know, people say, oh, my God, the Westerners are trying to take over our land. They've been in here for the last 100 years drawing up countries and saying, you know, we came right in after the fall of the Ottoman Empire.
Killing people.
You know, we do whatever the hell we want to do over there. I mean, and if they don't like it, we kill them. And, yeah, radical Muslim philosophy is taking hold. Why do you think it's taking hold? Because the harder you squeeze your fist, the more stuff squirts through. Stop squeezing the fist on these people. Get out of their lives. Get out of their countries. I swear to God, man. I swear to God, they'll leave us alone.
Terry?
I would love to believe that. I just don't know.
Well, I understand.
It's just the premise, guys, that you're kind of skating over. Is you have a religion that says either convert or kill the infidels, and that's kind of hard to... I mean, I would love to live peacefully, and there's a lot of Muslims here that want to live peacefully, but... Mm-hmm.
Look, I can quote to you out of the Bible where God said to Joshua, was it Joshua? Joshua, just before they entered the city of Jericho, that they kill every man, woman, and child and sheep in the city of Ai.
And believe me, they killed a lot of people for Christianity, too. I'm not saying that.
That's what I'm saying to you, though.
You're not comparing
the religions fairly. I know how Christianity is because I live here, and I feel relatively safe in the presence of the Christians. I don't know much about the Muslim philosophy, and you can tell me anything about it. Like, if I live in West Virginia, you can just say, the Muslims are coming, and they're bloodthirsty. They hate our way of life. And, you know, I guess I could believe you. But based on what? What do you believe that on?
Yeah, and until
when I've been over to the Muslim countries, all they want to do is sell me a bunch of trinkets.
That's pretty funny.
None of them came going, ay, 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 and trying to stab me.
You're making good points, but I'm also, you know, at a
you're scared, is what you are. You're scared.
No.
You're just scared.
Well, here's why I'm getting this information, Mark, okay. Is most of the wars in the world involve Muslims on one side. Almost all the wars that are going on right now.
Right now, but hold on. That's not fair at all. 50 years ago, most of the wars involved communists on one side. We had to kill all the communists then.
And we didn't.
And we failed.
And now the communists are in charge here in the United States. By the way, Terry, for all of your all the scary things you've said about the Muslims wanting to be radical and kill people, until they actually start killing, it's not appropriate to go and initiate force on others. I mean, we're not exactly setting a good example here.
I mean, once you start taking preemptive strikes, you know, that's a dangerous road to walk on. But on the other hand, it's one of those things where you say, well, we saw it coming, why didn't we do anything? And so that's what I'm saying. I'm kind of on both sides.
Hold on, Terry. Don't use the term we.
The water.
Wait a minute. Don't use a collectivist term like we. Why didn't we do anything? I didn't do anything. And I don't want to have anything to do with the fight that is going on between the government of the United States and its people and whoever it is that they want to go and pick a fight with, whether it be Muslims or Japanese people or whoever it is they hate at the current moment. We is not a correct term at all, because I, an individual, don't want to be involved. And if I don't want to be involved, the government's going to come around eventually and take me out, because I didn't want to support their preemptive war against whoever it is they've chosen to preemptively strike against.
No, it's a good point. I'm no big fan of the government in any means, but I was just more concerned about that what I had brought up earlier, and you guys made some good points, so...
Thank you. Thank you for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. At 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line, you can think whatever you want about other people's religion. I don't think very highly of many religions at all. I'm an atheist, but I'm not gathering together with the rest of the atheists in the world to try and go take out the religions because I think they're bad news, because I want to get the jump on them. It's just wrong. It's initiated force, and it's wrong in any situation. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com. What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent, exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Saturday edition. We're here in the studio with you. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. That does include live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version for your listening convenience at freetalklive.com.
Is there a young person that's important to you? Give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt. That's no way to start a life. Buy them A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at kidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066.
Now, as always, you can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231 and bring up whatever's on your mind. Talking about Saddam Hussein, his death, the whole situation in Iraq in general. So if you've got comments on that, you're certainly welcome to dial in. But I wanted to share what I thought, Mark, was the lesson to be learned here for all Americans, and in fact anybody around the world.
Oh, please tell us, wise sage.
Who wants to get involved with dealings with the American government. There is a lesson here. Now let's go back to the 1980s, back when, as one of our callers earlier referenced, it was a photograph, Saddam photograph, shaking hands with none other than Donald Rumsfeld. As he just, I guess, presumably had finished up some sort of an arms deal, for instance. As many Americans know, and I think many Americans are blissfully ignorant of or have forgotten, the United States made Saddam.
Yeah.
We're the ones who put him there in the first place. We made it possible.
I believe we got him out of prison.
Yeah, we made it possible for him to rule Iraq. We armed him to fight against the Soviets.
And the Iranians.
In the 1980s. We gave him the weapons that he allegedly used to kill his own people with later down the line. We were the ones we, as in the government, not me, I wasn't a lot really, I was like in the 80s, I was a kid, but back then, the United States government was the agency responsible for empowering this madman. And I think a lot of people either don't know or had forgotten that. And it's important to point out here, especially for the lesson that that I'm to impart. Because today, a lot of Americans look to the government when they want to get something. Maybe something personal for themselves. Maybe they want to get a welfare check. Maybe they want to make their lives a little bit more comfortable with a government handout.
Maybe they want universal health care. They don't want to have to worry about providing health care for themselves, so they want the government to do it.
They turn to the government. Or they don't want to educate their own children. They turn to the government.
Right. They don't want to pay to educate their own children, or they don't. They want to make sure that other people's children are, they want to make themselves feel better by making sure that all the poor children are taken care of.
Or they don't want to pay the full bill, so they want some other people to pay part of their children's education. Anyway, or maybe they want to suppress one group or another. Maybe they feel like one group has too many rights in America, and you want to even the odds, level the playing field, so to speak. Or maybe you're a business owner, and you want to make sure that new business people, new startups, don't jump into the game and compete and take your customers away from you. So you lobby the government to create new rules and regulations on the particular industry you're in. I could go example after example.
Essentially, everything that the government does is one of these things that some American wants for themselves.
Right. It's some American using the government, which is essentially a violent organization of people who are willing to use force on others to achieve political or social goals. In this case, the goals of whoever it is that's in question here, whichever American. That American could be you, especially if you're somebody with ties to government. And the lesson that you should take away from this whole Saddam Hussein debacle is that the American government isn't your friend. And it doesn't matter if your friends are part of the American government. They won't be there forever. Eventually, somebody else is going to get in charge. Eventually, someone who isn't your friend is going to get in control of the reins of government. And it doesn't matter if we're talking about federal, state, or local governments. All of this applies. Because the government at all three of those levels is the same. It's a violent tool. It's a monopoly with a an agency with a monopoly on coercive force. And if you believe that you can harness the power of the government for your own ends, as perhaps Saddam Hussein might have believed at one time, Saddam Hussein in the 1980s may have thought to himself, hey, these Americans, they aren't so bad after all. They're giving me weapons with which I can conquer other people. These Americans, they support the CIA. They're supporting what I do. I'm glad to have the American government on my side as I continue to tyrannize the people in my land. Thank goodness the Americans are here. They'll never turn against me. But they did. Not only did they turn against Saddam, but they went and captured him and hung him from the gallows yesterday. So he was sitting pretty. He was riding high. He was on top of the world for a long, long time. The dictator of an entire country, living a lavish life, people feeding him, women feeding him grapes in his palaces. It must have been nice to be Saddam Hussein for a little while, in the same way that it's nice to be a well-connected business owner who's getting regulations passed against his competitors.
You know, I'd like to back up your statement with a quote from George Washington, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
George Washington, the first president of the United States, and a wise, wise man, not known for his quotes, but here's a good one. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. George Washington felt the same way about government. Probably not the same way as you, but he did understand that government is dangerous and should be kept as small as possible.
And kept at a distance. As soon as you embrace government, for whatever ends it is that you have in mind, it doesn't matter how lofty your goals are. It doesn't matter how wondrous your vision is for the future of your group or America or your company or whatever. Your goals aren't the issue. The issue is you embracing the use of government force to achieve the ends that you've specified, to achieve what you want. You might actually get it. There's a chance, a very small chance, that you might get, for instance, if you're a business owner, the rules that you would like that to be imposed on the new business people coming up. Or that you might get if you're, for instance, a social planner, somebody that we talked about earlier in the show, you want to ban cigarette smoking. Maybe you'll get some new laws passed that will make it more difficult for people to get their hands on cigarettes. Maybe you'll feel as though you've won a victory. But it's going to be hollow over time, because eventually someone else will get in control of the reins of government. Again, a violent agency with
right.
monopoly on coercive force. And they're going to turn it on you.
Right. You
just
know,
as they did with Saddam Hussein.
Even if it's somebody who decides that they're, you know, they have a great regulation that they want to get in play.
Mm-hmm.
And that regulation is going to affect you. And it's going to cost you time. Or it's going to cost you a lot of money. When you deal with the government, it never costs a little.
There's always some cost, indeed. You're always going to lose something, whether it be time, money, or both. And this is what I want Americans to take away from this entire Saddam Hussein situation. This is not an isolated incident. And no, you probably won't be hung from the gallows. But nonetheless, the principle is still in play. A violent group of people is always a violent group of people. And inevitably, someone else is going to get the reins of power, and you could be next. You can sit back and tell yourself, oh, no, oh, my... I've got plenty of people in government. There's no way they're going to come after me. I'm so well entrenched, so politically connected. There's no way they're going to come after me or my movement or my organization or my business. But that's just talk. You don't know what's going to happen in the future. Saddam Hussein certainly didn't think
right.
that he was going to be hanging from the gallows in the early 1980s. He thought he had it all. He was the man.
He could do what he wanted.
He
could run roughshod over those people, and the United States didn't care. Just like we don't care what they're doing in Saudi Arabia right now with their people. We don't care.
Do you see the comparison I'm drawing here? 800-259-9231. Don't be like Saddam. Don't trust the government. It doesn't matter who's in charge. They'll come after you eventually.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition on New Year's weekend, the final Free Talk Live of 2006. Of course, we'll be returning Monday night, as always, to bring the show to you six nights a week here at freetalklive.com and on your local radio station as well. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free. We ask, though, that you voluntarily choose to support us by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. If you like Free Talk Live, you like the message, you like the website, and you want to support us, send us $3 a month. It's a completely voluntary option, and over 300 of our listeners are participating. They have become Free Talk Live amplifiers, not only because they like the show and want to help us out, but also because they want to get their hands on a few perks like classic archives, the amplifier-only call-in lines, and more. amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program. The idea is simple. You send in $3 a month, and we turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live, to getting the show on more radio stations around the country. And 2007 has been a great year for Free Talk Live expanding. I think we added about 11 stations throughout the year this year at a rate of about one per month. In fact, we technically added a 12th one in December, but we haven't really gotten a signed agreement from them yet, so it's not official.
It's official as far as I'm concerned. If we're playing on the station, I don't care.
Nonetheless, we appreciate everybody who helped us out so far this year with getting on local stations, and of course, big thanks to our stations and the great program directors out there that have taken the leap and added Free Talk Live when, you know, we didn't exactly pay him or anything like that. We weren't big names like Rush Limbaugh or anything like that. We don't have a multi-million-dollar advertising campaign behind the show like Fox News. They went and launched their own satellite network this past year or so, and so they get millions of dollars to promote their shows. We've got AMP, and that's why we ask for your help. Amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference. So we're talking about the lesson to be learned from this Saddam Hussein situation. That is, and it's a simple lesson, and all Americans should be well aware of it and apply it in their daily life. The lesson is, don't ask the government for help. And don't expect the government to come to your rescue. Because if you ask the government for help, and even if they happen to give it to you, it's only going to be a matter of time before the tables have turned, and that same government that was at one time helping you has begun victimizing you. If you don't believe that that's the case, then you just haven't been paying attention to history, my friend. Because that's what happens with governments. Different people get in control, different people with different political connections get involved, and then the rules change. And I think some people just believe that they're immune from this. Some organizations, some businesses, some charities. In fact, speaking of charities, here's one example for you of some people that are in the good graces of the government at the moment. At the moment. All of these things change over time. Michael Hampton reporting at Homeland Stupidity. Founded in 1888 as Traveler's Aid, the Heartland Alliance for Human Needs and Human Rights calls itself the country's premier service-based human rights organization. And while federal law may say they're a charitable organization, the truth is that the majority of their income for their humanitarian work, so-called, comes not from charitable contributions, but from taxes. According to its latest annual report, in 2006, the Heartland Alliance took in $53 million in revenue, 74% of which came from, quote, grants and contracts from government agencies like the City of Chicago, the Illinois Department of Human Services, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, the U.S. Department of State, and many other local, state, and federal agencies. Only 13% of Heartland's revenue came from charitable contributions. Now, Heartland is after a $1.87 million Department of Homeland Security grant to purchase a home on the outskirts of Chicagoland to establish a second group home for juvenile aliens who arrive in the U.S. unaccompanied. Local residents around the proposed site are outraged and proposing opposing a zoning variance because they think the children are going to be a problem. But Heartland's existing home in Chicago has not only proven to be a problem during its 11 years in operation, but the neighbors around it, has not only proven not to be a problem during its 11 years in operation, but the neighbors around it actually volunteer there. Many of the children who arrive in the U.S. unaccompanied are refugees or victims of human trafficking. Others are children whose parents are detained at the border for criminal charges or immigration violations. Homeland Security sends these children to group homes such as Heartland's to await deportation proceedings or resettlement. The problem is not that Heartland Alliance is doing humanitarian aid. The problem is that you're forced to pay for it, whether you want to or not, at the point of the taxing authority's guns. Exactly what is charitable or humanitarian about this? Because the definition of a charity is that you voluntarily give them funds.
Yeah, and what's humanitarian about forcing somebody to give you money so that you can do what you want with it?
Another problem is that by accepting government blood money, the Heartland Alliance is working against its own stated purpose of countering poverty. A study released this month shows that the states with the highest tax burdens also have the highest levels of poverty.
Mm-hmm.
California, at the rate it's increasing taxes on its own people, is set to be the poorest state in the country within a few short years. Illinois, also with a high tax burden, isn't too far behind. What this really does is to make more people poor, so that Heartland Alliance and other misguided organizations like it will need more money to provide poor people with services, most of which would have never needed them without the government policies which made them poor and keep them poor. And we've been over example after example of various different government programs and policies that encourage poor people to stay poor. Welfare, the war on drugs, regulations, all of these things help keep poor people poor. Also, the tax in Texas, raising their cigarette tax by 343%. That's going to help keep poor people poor, too.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but more poor people smoke than middle class and rich people.
Michael asks, how much more could we contribute to charities doing real humanitarian work were we not forced to subsidize not only those organizations, but massive government bureaucracies besides? Winning the war on poverty is simple. All that needs to be done is to get the government out of it entirely and let we the people handle it ourselves. I completely agree. And in regards to the Heartland Institute, or the Heartland Alliance, rather, and its $53 million in revenue, 74% came from government money, tax dollars, your money. Did you know you were contributing to the Heartland Alliance?
I didn't.
No,
I never heard of these people.
I wonder how many other charitable organizations we are contributing to via our tax dollars.
You know, I'm sure they're really great and everything, but if they are really great and what they're doing is really great, can't they make it without
on their own
government handouts?
You would think. In fact, they should make it on their own.
I mean, this is the most generous country in the history of Earth. Can't charities make it without government handouts? I mean, now, obviously, this is a well-connected charity.
Sure.
I mean, clearly they had some lobbyist somewhere that managed to get some politician that's, you know, or two or ten or, you know, 100 that said, yeah, I think we should give money to this organization. Aren't there a whole bunch of worthy charities out there? that I should be able to voluntarily decide to whom I'm going to give my money and who I'm not?
What about the charities that didn't get the government handout? And all this does is when a charity gets wind of another charity getting a government handout, all it does is encourage that charity to say, hey, what about us? Unless they happen to have principles, and I'm sure there are charities out there that do, that don't accept any government money. In fact, I know there are. But nonetheless, there are going to be people running these charities that'll say, well, what about my charity? We could use a few million bucks. Hey, we're helping kids too. Why don't you give us that some of that cash? And then you get more charities on the government dole. And going back to what I said before about the lesson to be learned here in the whole Saddam Hussein debacle, is once you accept government money, in many cases, it's like taking the 30 pieces of silver.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're accepting this sort of carrot-on-a-stick style situation where there's inevitably going to be some strings attached to the government money. They're going to come in there and say, so you want your check this month, huh? Well, we don't think this is appropriate.
We got some OSHA rules you need to abide by. We have some federal mandates that looks like you're not sticking with.
Right. So now, all of a sudden, your charity that at one time had focused on helping people,
mm-hmm.
now you've got to refocus at least some of your efforts. You've got to have a few staff members refocus on jumping through the government hoops so you can get more of the government handout.
Which means that a larger percentage of the money that you were taking in originally now goes to fulfilling rules and requirements. And you're farther along the way to being the government itself, where 70 cents on every dollar they take in is used in order to pay middle-class bureaucrats' paychecks. Not to help people, not to actually do anything, but to pay the paychecks of the people that work for the government.
And the other problem...
This is not an industry. Industries produce something.
Exactly. By the way, the other problem with charities getting hooked on government money is that, unlike money that they get from you and I, they're less likely to use it as wisely. Because it's like a windfall. It's like a windfall of cash for them. Oh, let's spend it on some office furniture. When they get it from you and I, they have to spend it carefully. And if they don't, then you and I might not give them money next time, whereas the government probably will, as long as they still got their buddies there. We'll see you next year. It's been Free Talk Live. Enjoy your weekend. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to Amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, Amazon.freetalklive.com. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.